You think he's wrong? Then it's your turn. The Common Sense Hotline is open. 888-900-9966. Here's Steve.
All right, so the president's announcement on the 8th of May about sanctions on Iran brought back memories for my next guest, Raheel Raza, of face-to-face meetings with the Iranian regime. Raheel Raza is a member of the Clarion Project Advisory Board and a founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement. Raheel, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Always good to have you here. So, brought back memories. First of all, tell me about your impression of the president saying no to Iran. We're not going to continue in this deal, and said, you know, we're out, and said we're going to ratchet up the sanctions because we believe that you're not to be trusted. What do you make of it?
I think it's an excellent move. It's a long time coming. It had to be done because the issue of human rights abuse in Iran is something that has been ongoing for a long time. Now, I'm accredited with the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, and for the last 5 years, I've been meeting the dissidents there, and I've been hearing the news. I've read the Amnesty report. So it's nothing new that there are human rights abuse. If anything, have become worse. Iran is a country where the regime oppresses and crushes its own citizens. So some strong action had to be taken. And of course, what's the most frightening in all of this is their support for Hezbollah and Hamas. And so, you know, this is a good move that President Trump has made.
So overall, how would you grade the president's performance? We're just learning now that the Taliban took a pounding last week. Many of its leaders throughout the provinces of Afghanistan were pulverized last week. ISIS has been pounded into submission in Syria and Iraq. What do you make of the president's overall approach to the Middle East? And we were told by the previous president, Barack Obama, that ISIS would be a generational problem for us. That doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, the previous president, for those 8 years, all he did through his wishy-washy policies was embolden the extremists and the terrorists, took no definitive action on anything that matters. President Trump has come through on all the promises that he had made when he took office. And of course, no matter what he says or what he does, there's a huge backlash, which is also, you know, orchestrated. We know that. But we have to look at the larger picture. There has been a change in Saudi Arabia, which was unthinkable 8 years ago. There is been a shift, and we are seeing things happen. And hopefully with these sanctions on Iran, the people of Iran will rise up against their own regime. We need to support them. And, you know, if they have common sense, they will come to terms with this.
Now, when you talk about human rights abuse and so on, and you see that there are, as you mentioned, citizens in Iran that, you know, they want out from under, you know, the heel.
Absolutely. This is the regime we are talking about. And I think when we talk of Iran, it's very important to separate the corrupt regime from the people of Iran who are now lobbying for change. And the best change comes when the citizens themselves rise up. Even though they've tried to quash the uprisings, it's happening all over. Every day you hear of, you know, some truckers who are now protesting, people in small villages protesting, women protesting, and you know, they've arrested women for just uncovering their hair. I mean, this is unacceptable in the 21st century.
But it's the way that nation operates. So we're out of the Iranian deal, and we look forward. Where are we going with the foreign policy? I mean, it seems that Donald Trump has said we're going to deal with this very sternly, very directly. We're not giving an inch. We're going to put in heavy sanctions. Is that a good idea? Does it hurt the people? Does it help move the needle? What happens here?
Well, the thing is that what is hurting the people is the regime itself. You know, the billions of dollars that were released by Obama, did they go to the people of Iran? No. You know, the regime used it to support their own subversive agendas and, you know, terrorism and Hezbollah. So and Hamas, the point is that the people have been suffering. They may have to suffer a little more, but they will be able to rise up and they will be able to say no to a corrupt theocracy and a corrupt regime. And then we have to wait and see where the clips fall.
All right. And what are your contacts with people inside the nation of Iran? I mean, obviously you speak to people there, but how difficult is it?
It's difficult Well, but we work through the dissidents who are living in North America. You know, there are many, many Iranian dissidents who are lobbying against the regime, and they're very supportive of the people. So we work through them. It is difficult because they monitor everything, and, you know, people have families there. However, the resistance movement is getting stronger. And so we, those of us who are outside, I mean, I'm not Iranian, but I support the rights of the Iranian people for freedom and for justice.
So is there a chance in my lifetime? I mean, I've watched, you know, since I was young, obviously the fall of the Shah of Iran in 1978-79 and the overthrow and the hostages for 444 days and all of those things that I've witnessed in my lifetime. Do you think there will come a time when we see some sort of freedom and human rights return to that nation?
Well, I don't know how young you are, but I certainly hope so. I'm not so sure about my lifetime. But the way things are happening, they're moving very fast. And as I said, this is something that we are seeing unrolling in real time. And I hope that change will come and we can enjoy the freedom for the Iranian people.
I hope you're right. Raheel Raza here, Clarion Project Advisory Board member, founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement and an international human rights activist, who, as you've learned, is recognizing the United Nations there. If you were advising Donald Trump at this point, he's made the big step here to pull out of the Iranian deal. He's returned the sanctions in an effort to persuade the Iranian regime to head in a different direction. What would you advise him to do next on your list of things to change the trajectory of that nation?
Well, I think the support for the people who are, you know, lobbying against the regime would be important. Not to forget that the ordinary people, the citizens, are the ones who we need to support and where the change will come. And also to be very, very clear that Iran's evil intentions towards Israel are not acceptable. Because, you know, that is something that we have to watch. I mean, what happened in Gaza, the whole world blamed Israel. But all you have to do is see the hidden hand of Iran in supporting Hamas and Hezbollah. And this is how they always operate. So I think a stern warning about how they are dealing with Israel is extremely important.
All very difficult and all very important questions. But I think that at least you're optimistic that we're on the right trail. Is that fair to say?
I'm an eternal optimist, yes.
I appreciate that. An eternal optimist. Me as well. Me as well. Raheel Raza, greatly appreciate you being here. Clarion Project Advisory Board. If people want to find out more about your work and such, is there a place they can find more resources?
They could go to the www.clarionproject.org, sign up for the newsletter, and everyone will know what is happening in the world of radicalization, and they'll hear voices of, you know, human rights supporters and moderate Muslims.
Well done. Clarionproject.org. Yeah, that's right. Clarionproject.org. Raheel, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You as well. Eternal optimist. Me as well. I like her attitude. I like it a lot. Speaking of optimists, you can be an optimist all you want, but if you're challenged by the IRS or the state of Michigan, you can be an optimist, but you can do it with Chris McClatcher on your side from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. That's making you a bigger optimist. Have a Michigan guy there with you, not some California firm or somebody on the end of the phone line in New York. Get somebody right here in Michigan. Chris McClatcher, Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just go online, put in your area code and then tax.com, 517tax.com, 906tax.com, 231tax.com. Get to Chris McClatcher, Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Do it now.